All right, well, thank you for sitting down with me and letting me interview you. We're just gonna go over a little bit of information about yourself, about your program, and what makes you tick, basically.
Thank you. Well, first off, my name is Borden Gouin, and I've called Covington home for most of the last 18 years, aside from a few years living in the raucous capital of Ohio. But I've lived in the neighborhood here for the last 4 years.
What neighborhood?
West Side, Covington, raising my son, who's almost four. We moved into this neighborhood. I've lived in a few other places in the city, but found that the West Side was a bit more family-oriented than the Main Stross for certain. And it was a draw to get us to move a little further south, and I like to have a chance to improve my neighborhood, and that's why I've come on into the Fresh Loaf Fellowship.
So I have to ask, where'd you go to high school?
That's a Cincinnati question. I went to Boone County High School, class of 2000, go Rebels.
Nice, 2000, wow, I'm getting old. So what types of things do you like to do in the community?
Well, this being a very social community, there's use one of Katie Meyer's quotes, a pub community. So kind of just sit around, socialize with friends, concerts, coffee shops, and there's some great shopping in the city as well.
All right, what's your favorite coffee shop?
My favorite coffee shop is in Covington. It's Roebling Point Bookstore, just because of the variety of experiences you can have there.
Okay.
But if I was just gonna grab a cup of coffee in and out, I'd say the Left Bank coffee shop. But my son, like I said, my son's almost four, and he loves the Roebling Point bookstore because there's a whole back room that's just his domain. It's kids' books, crayons, markers, sidewalk chalk. He can't get enough of the place.
That's definitely a draw. That's definitely a draw. Well, tell us a little bit about your program that you're putting on for the Fresh Loaf Fellowship.
For the Fresh Loaf Fellowship, taking place this Saturday, the 16th of March, I am putting on a one-day-only pop-up dog park. Because after asking neighbors and friends in the community what our community was lacking that they saw an immediate need for, a dog park was one of the more popular answers, and I couldn't agree more. I have a dog myself, and there aren't a lot of fun options for them to play with other dogs, and when dogs are on leashes, they're not as friendly with each other.
This is true.
So they don't really get to shine until you get them off the leash together.
Where is this dog park going to, pop-up dog park going to happen?
Well, the pop-up dog park is going to happen in the grass lot next to the Center for Great Neighborhoods on 12th Street, also known as Martin Luther King Boulevard in Covington on the west side, just off the interstate, so super convenient.
So what's going to go on at this dog park? You said you're going to kind of make awareness. What are you going to do during this dog
park? So during the dog park, first off, I'm going to have a couple local businesses that cater to canines to let canine owners know of the existence of a couple really good dog food stores and pet supply stores in the area. But mostly we want to gather information from dog owners in the region as to where we could possibly, where would it be more convenient to have a dog park in the city. Because there is one, but it is many, many miles south of here and is prone to flooding. So for a continually usable facility or park for dogs to play, we need to find something a bit closer, I believe.
Okay. So after your pop-up dog park happens this Saturday, where do you see, what's the next step? What are you gonna do with the information that you gather on Saturday?
Well, I'd like to get the ball rolling with the city of Covington and any private organizations that like to assist to have a dog park permanently put into hopefully our neighborhood, but at least close enough. So I'm going to gather information from residents as to where they would like a dog park to be based on any available properties that may be owned by the city or any private entity that is not using the property currently. If only for a few years to have a place for the dogs to play as the neighborhood gets more developed.
Okay. So throughout your kind of this whole project management course, what's one of the interesting things that you've learned throughout the program?
Well, like I graduated high school 20 years ago almost and haven't really done a whole lot with technology since. So some of the biggest learning curves for me has been utilizing Google Documents and Canva to make flyers, as well as actually send emails, which I haven't had to do since college 7 years ago.
You mean you don't do that in your current position? What do you do now?
I've been a server and bartender for the last decade, since I graduated from Northern Kentucky University.
So no email sending in restaurants?
Not too much. Just a couple replies here and there. Mostly text and Facebook messaging anymore.
Okay. So the skills that you learned throughout the program, how are you going to use that in your moving forward?
Well, like I said, I bartend and I serve, and the places I work often have live events, music, and fundraisers. And with my ability to use Canva now, amongst other things, I'm definitely going to be improving upon my flyer making and poster making for musical acts at work, for sure. At least that much.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you for spending a little time with me and letting people know about your program, and I can't wait to see the event.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.